We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Dalet. We are up to the middle of Sif Aleph. We'll just start from the beginning of Siman Dalet, which is the bottom of page Ches. The Mechaber says, as we saw last time, Yirchatz Yodov V'Yevarich Al Netilas Yadayim. In the morning, one should wash his hands and make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. We saw last time two reasons that were brought down in the Rishonim why we make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. We had the reason of the Rush that said that Lefish Yadayim Shel Odom Askani Osein, and therefore it's very likely that a person touched a part of his body that was dirty during the night, and therefore Chazal were Mesakein a bracha on the Netila in order to get ready for Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And then we saw the other reason of the Rashba that said because in the morning after sleeping we become like a Bria Chadasha, a new being, and therefore we need to thank Hashem for creating us in His honor to serve Him another day, and therefore Chazal Mesakein a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning. We pointed out as well, and we'll see this more in the next year, that there's also a Ruach Ra on the hands in the morning, and therefore it requires Netilas Yadayim. But for the Ruach Ra, you would not need a bracha. The bracha is only there for the reasons brought down by the Rush and the Rashba. And now we'll pick up in the Ramah. The Ramah says in Sif Aleph, the last words on page Ches, turning on to page 16, V'yesh Omrim Gam Asher Yotzer, there are those who say that you also should stay in the morning Asher Yotzer, V'afilu Lo Asa Tzrachav, even if one did not go to the bathroom. Normally we make an Asher Yotzer after going to the Beis HaKiseh, but some say that even in the morning, even if without going to the Beis HaKiseh, one would have to make an Asher Yotzer, V'chein Nogu, and says the Ramah, that is our Minhag. And then the Mechaber finishes off Sif Aleph on page 16 and says, "Mayim hapsulim l'netilas yadayim l'seuda, ksherim l'netilas yadayim l'tfila." The water which normally will be pasul for washing one's hands for hamotzi, as we'll see later on in Simen Kuf Samech, are kosher for this netilas yadayim that we do for davening. Miu yesh mi sheomer delo mavarach alayu. However, there are those who say that even though the water that's pasul for netilas yadayim for a suda is kosher for netilas yadayim for tefillah, but one should not make a bracha on that water. So now let's pick up in the Mishabura in Sivkoton Gimel, the very bottom of page Ches. The Mishabura says, Gam Asher Yotzer, Hatam, the reason why we should make an Asher Yotzer in the morning is Mishum de Baboker Nasa Kibriya Chadosha, because in the morning we are like a new creation. Similar to what the Rashba said, why make an Netilas Yadayim, the Mishnah says that's why we also make an Asher Yotzer, because we are Bira Chadasha. V'tzrichin anu lahodos lo, and therefore we have to thank Hashem. V'niskan birchas elokai neshama al haneshama, and the bracha that we say every morning of elokai neshama is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for recreating or giving back our neshamas. V'asher Yotzer al yitziras haguf. And the bracha of Asher Yotzer is about the creation of the body. V'yesh o ta'amim acherim ayam b'achronim. There are other reasons brought down. For example, the Dachem Moshe says that another reason why we'll make a bracha of Asher Yotzer, because since in the morning, like we just mentioned before, there is a ruach ra that's on the hands, and it's usher, as we have discussed, and we will discuss Mirtz Hashem in the next year as well, it's usher to touch one's mouth or one's nose or eyes or ears, any openings in the body, which are then the kovim, until one washes his hands. So after you wash your hands, you're allowed to touch these parts of the body, so that we make a bracha on that of Asher Yotzer. That, therefore, is a reason to make a bracha of Asher Yotzer, even without going to the Beis HaKiseh. Continues Mishnah Berurah on the top of page 16, V'kosav HaPrim Agadim, the Prim Agadim writes, to lefi ha'tam debriya chadosha, according to this reason, that we make an Asher Yotzer in the morning, because we are Bria Chadosha, im hoya ne'ar kor halayla, if one was up the entire night, the oz lo nasa Bria Chadosha baboker, in which case he is not considered Bria Chadosha in the morning, because he didn't go to sleep, ein yachol levarach Asher Yotzer, he will not be able to make the bracha in the morning, im lo asa trachav, unless he went to the Beis HaKiseh. So always a person makes an Asher Yotzer when he goes to the Beis HaKiseh. The Chiddush we're saying now is that in the morning, even without using the Beis HaKiseh, we make an Asher Yotzer. But according to the reason that we're saying of Bria Chadosha, if one was up all night, he would not be able to say an Asher Yotzer. If you look at the Dirshu, note number 8, he points out that even though over here we're saying in the Mishnah Berurah that when it comes to Asher Yotzer, l'fi the reason of Bria Chadosha, you would not make it if you did not go to the Beis HaKiseh, omnam le'inyan chiyav netilas yadayim bevrocha l'misha haya ne'ar kol ha'layla. When it comes to the bracha of netilas yadayim, for one who is up all night, we're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah, b'shein the Beis Yosef and the Taz, that according to the Rashba, who says the chiyav netila and the bracha is because of Bria Chadosha, which is the same reason, yesh li tolo levarach. According to that reason, of the Rashba, we would wash our hands and we would, yes, make a bracha, mishum shelo plug rabbanon. Because the rabbanon established that in the morning you make a bracha, even though in your particular case you're not a bria chadasha because you didn't go to sleep, but they were masakin a bracha always, and therefore by netilas yadayim, you will always make a bracha. Ubiralocha lahalan kosav tam nosaf, b'shem Rashba. The Beralocha brings an additional reason later on, b'shem the Rashba, shabracha I hal chidish ha'olam, that the bracha is about the newness of the world. V'imkein tzarach levarach afkishlo nene. And therefore, you have to make the bracha, even if you were not nene, you would have to make the bracha. So that's just to point out that even though when it comes later on to the bracha of the Tila Shadayim, even if you're the Rashba, we say you would make it the bracha if you're up all night. Here the Mishaburah says, for some reason, when it comes to the bracha of Asher Yotzer, which seems to be the same reason of Briya Chadosha, you would not make the bracha of Asher Yotzer if you were up all night. Continues the Mishaburah and says, Yesh Omrin, Dim Hishtim Balaila Yucha Lismuch Le'inyan Birchas Asheyotzer, Al Asheyotzer the Shachar. So those who say that if one went to the Beis HaKisei in the middle of the night, he does not have to make an Asheyotzer then, he can rely rather on the Asheyotzer that he will make in the morning. However, the Mishaburah says, V'tzarech Iyan Ladina, this is not so pashut. Number one, that would be a long hefsek, a long break between the use of the Beis HaKisei and the Asher Yotzer. And secondly, says the Mishaburah, Gam pa'omim rabos yikre shevaboker mishtokek orapam latolas meiraglayim. Many times it happens when a person wakes up in the morning, he feels the need to be matol meiraglayim again. And therefore, V'lo yuchol lochul od ha'birchas Asher Yotzer devaboker al zo atola delayla. Once he already feels the need to possibly go again, we can't say that the Asher Yotzer is going to make in the morning is going to cover the trip to the Beis HaKisei that he had at night. Like we'll see later on in Siman Zayin Sivkotan Aleph. You look at note number 9, he points out that there they bring down B'Shem, the Mishaburah brings down B'Shem, the Primigodim Shem Rotza Lahatu Mayim Shenis, that if a person wants to go to the bathroom the second time, Yivarech Kodem Lochen Birchas Asher Yotzer Al Ha'atolo Harishona. If one did not yet make Asher Yotzer on the last trip to the restroom, and now he wants to go again, he should make an Asher Yotzer before he goes to cover his last trip to the Beis HaKisei. V'hosav HaMishtaburah Shana, V'shaburah adds over there, Shabashai Tshuva Hiskim B'Shem Kam Achorim Sheshuv Lo Yivarach. He says, no, once you didn't make it and it's time to go already the second time, so you would not be able to make the bracha on the previous trip, and therefore the Mishaburah does not like this Eitzah of one who is Matol Mayim in the middle of the night, relying on the Asher Yotzer in the morning. Again, for two reasons. One is there's a long delay between the time that you wear Matol Meiraglayim until you're going to make the bracha. And number two, it could be a person already feels the need to go again, and therefore it's not Pasha that bracha can now cover the bathroom trip from the middle of the night. And Avada, once a person relieves himself already the second time, then for sure the Asher Yotzer would only be able to set once, and it would be going on the Meiraglayim that he just had in the Beis HaKisei. It would not go on the one from the night before. And therefore the Mishaburah says, since he doesn't want to rely on this Eitzah of the Asher Yotzer in the morning, one who has Yirei Shamayim should be machmer on himself, and he should wash his hands, put on some pants, and clothe himself appropriately, so he shouldn't have any kind of Libo Roas Erva, he should have something that's mafsik between his heart and his erva, and he should make the bracha of Asher Yotzer even in the middle of the night in that case. Ach yire be'ez habracha laharchik me'ovit shel me'raglayim arba amos im hum omeid b'chedro. But another thing that Mishaburah says you have to be careful about, if one is going to make an Asher Yotzer in the middle of the night, he has to make sure that he is more than 4 amos away from the container in which he used for his meiraglayim, if it's in the same room as him. And note number 11, he points out, this is only if it's found in the same room. However, if it's in front of you, then you have to be marchik even further. It has to be kamoloino, that you shouldn't be able to see it. So if it's in front of you, you have to move so you can't see it. And if it's on the side or behind you, you have to move away dalramas before you would make the Asher Yotzer. V'im lo ha'yohavim yuchel hazeh, if the thing in which you put the meiraglayim was not designated specifically for Meiraglayim, it was some kind of other container, but you happened to use it for Meiraglayim, then Dai Bahatolos Revias Mayim, then you would not have to be marchik from it, you could just pour into it a revias of water, Lotocha Meiraglayim, into the Meiraglayim, Bechol Pam Opam Shemashtin, each time that you use it for Meiraglayim, you could pour in a revias of water, and it would be okay, you would not have to be marchik it like an ovit that is designated specifically for Meiraglayim. In note number 13, he points out that which the Mishabura says that you pour in a revius of water is not so pashit. V'im ein ben meiraglayim shir revius. Let's say the meiraglayim was itself smaller than a revius. So usili aran sheyesh omrim shetzaruch revius maim levatlum. Some say that you still need a revius of water to mevatlum meiraglayim. That's less than a revius. However, v'shal sheshuvas chacham tzvi. Because of the chain haskamas ha'achronim, the achronim all agree with that, shemasbik berov mayim levatlam, that if you have less than a revius of meiraglayim, you do not need a full revius of water to mevatl it, you could just put a majority of water to be mevatl the meiraglayim. Vilo amru revius mayim el hokel, this klal of that you pour in a revius of water to mevatl meiraglayim is a leniency. Sha'af im ha'meiraglayim merubim merevius, because even if the meiraglayim is more than a revius, maspika revius mayim levatlum. Then it's enough to pour in a revius. But that's only if you have more than a revius. If you have less than a revius, most of these achronim say that you could just put a majority amount of water and you would be okay. Let's just see note number 14. V'im hishtin pa mayim v'adayin lo nosan behem mayim klal. If you already were matil meiraglayim into a container two times, and you did not yet put any water into the mevatlit, ubo likro kriyashma, now you're coming ready to read kriyashma, kosav lakamon b'shem ha-mogin giborim, we're going to see later on in the Mishabura b'shem ha-mogin giborim, shedayim nosin lasochem revius mayim pamachas, that it's enough to pour in one revius of water, shelo omru shetzorach litein shtei revius mayim elokashenosin revius achar kol pam upam shehishtin, that which the Mishabura said that you put a revius of water each time, that's only if you're pouring it after you amatel the meiraglayim each time. So you amatel aglayim once, so you pour in a revius. Then you amatel meiraglayim a second time, you have to pour in a revius. But if you amatel meiraglayim two times in a row, then it's enough just to put in one revius to be mevatelit. And he writes over there, shekeinu das agra, the gra agrees to this as well. Let's go back to the Mishabura now, and let's read Sif Katan Dalid. So we said a chiddush in the Ramah that there are those who say that you make an asher yotzer in the morning, afilu lo osra tzrachov. Obviously, if that's a Yesh Omrim, so there are those who hold that you will only say the Asher Yotzer if you were Asa Trachov. And therefore, the Mishabura says, V'harotzer l'estalak min ha-safik, one who wants to remove himself from the safik, whether you should say the Asher Yotzer without using the Beis HaKisei, or you shouldn't, so you should play it safe, and Yizor Lasos Trochov Tekef Achar She'erim Mayim Ayodav Shalosh Pa'amim. He should be careful to actually use the Beis HaKisei immediately after he washed Negavasser and he poured water on his hands three times. And when he comes out from the Beis HaKisei, he should wash his hands, Negel Aser, a second time. And then he should make an Asher Yotzer. And then he's Yotzer according to everyone. Because according to the one who says that you must use the Beis HaKisei to make the Asher Yotzer, he used the Beis HaKisei. And the one who says that you make it in the morning anyway, so he's making it with his Al Nathila Sadaim, he's saying the Asher Yotzer in the morning together with those brachos, and therefore he's Yotze according to that Shita as well. V'tov Yoser shelo yivarech afilu birchas Nathila Sadaim ad la'achar Nathila Shnia shenotol achar yitziyosun beis HaKisei. Then the Mishabura says, besides saying the Asher Yotzer after you come out of the Beis HaKisei and you wash the Negavasser a second time, you should also delay your Al Netilas Yadayim from your initial Negavasser to make it after your Negavasser that you do after you come out of the Beis HaKisei. And that way, the Asher Yotzer and the Netilas Yadayim come together. And it's very good, Lefid Manam, that says that the Bria Chadosha makes an Al Netilas Yadayim and he makes an Asher Yotzer, so you're putting those together as a Bria Chadosha at one time. Continues the Mishabura and says, Ubepratim hoya tzorach l'nekova v'eis netila rishona. And specifically, if when you wash your hands negelvasser the first time, you really needed to use the Beis HaKisei, so for sure you should wait for the brach of Asher Yotzer of netila sedayim till you come out from the Beis HaKisei and you wash the second time. Sha'oz bevadei eina rashay levarech, because in that case, you're not even allowed to make the brach of netila sedayim when you feel you have to use the Beis HaKisei. And now we get to an interesting chiddush of the Chai Adam, in which we'll see a bir halacha and a mirtz Hashem and aruch hashulchan as well. V'achai Adam kosov denochon lahamtim milavarech al natila sedayim ad la'achar shemenake atzmo v'rosel l'espalo. The Mishabura here brings from the Chai Adam that says that it's appropriate to wait with the bracha of al natila sedayim until after one uses the Beis HaKisei and he wants to daven. Meaning, if he woke up and used the Beis HaKiseh, and he plans on using the Beis HaKiseh again before davening, the Chai Odom says it's better not to make the Netilah Shadayim on the first Netilah, but wait till the second Netilah, which is going to be before the davening, and make the Al Netilah Shadayim then. Ayin Sham Tamo, look over there for the Chai Odom's reason. Achar Kach Motzosi B'Sefer Ma'aseh Rav Shekein Hoya Noeg HaGra. Afterwards, says the Mishabura, I found in the Ma'aseh Rav that the Gra was Noeg that way as well. V'ayim B'Ralacha. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha. It's a very long Be'er Halacha. We'll summarize it and go through a few parts of the Be'er Halacha, and then we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Be'er Halacha over here, in the Ve'ramaskel V'afil Lo'asa Trachav, he brings down the Chai Odom, which he just quoted in the Mishavura, that says in the second line, Nochon Lahantim Levarich Al Netilah Sadayim Ad La'achar Shemanaka Atmo V'rosa L'Espalel, that it's appropriate to wait with the Bracha of Al Netilah Sadayim until a person wants to relieve himself before he davens. Then he's Yotzi according to everyone. But here's what the Chai Odom explains why it's better. But if a person makes the Al Netilah Sadayim earlier in the morning and then he relieves himself of Gedolim, so then according to the Rosh, you'd have to go back and make another bracha. If you remember, we said that Lefi the Rosh, the reason why we make a bracha of Al Netilah Sadayim is because Yadayim Askani Yosein. And therefore, when we wash our hands in the morning from their being dirty so that we could daven, we make a bracha. And we point out that lefi the shita of the Rosh, you really wash your hands if you really make a bracha al Netilas Yadayim after washing your hands before every tefillah if your hands are dirty. Just we don't hold that way because we have other shitas that we're being choshesh for. But lefi the Rosh, you would. So therefore, over here, according to the Rosh, if you made the bracha right after you washed your hands when you woke up, and then you were matil gedolim, and you washed Netilas Yadayim again before davening, so now you're washing your hands from being dirty for davening, and you should really have to go make another bracha lefi the Rosh. And the Be'er Halacha says, even though we don't really hold this way, but we still want to be cautious about this. That is the Lashon of the Chai Odom. Then he brings from Hagon of Chaim Tzanzer, Bahagosa, the same idea. He writes, it's Mashem and Chai Odom, the Mishu comes manharbe kodem hatfila, that one who wakes up early, a long time before davening, afilu imhitul meiraglayim, even if he went to the bathroom for ketanim, the zek far nikra b'shem asiyas trachim, and we know lagabe asheyotzer and the tilas adayim, that's considered doing your trachim. Mikom makom kevan de mistoma kishiagia baboker zman tfilo yelech lo beisakisi lanakos atzmo. Still, since when it comes time in the morning to daven, he's going to go to the beisakisi to clean himself before davening, so memela yamten ato mibirchas al netilas yadayim ad haboker. So he should wait now with his netilas yadayim until the morning. Kishianake atzmo kodem atvilo, when he cleans himself before davening. Kedei lotzeis das harosh the svirle di ikara nitkan b'shvil atvilo, again to satisfy the rush, like the Chai Odom said, because it was nitkan lefi the rush, the bracha of netilas yadayim for tvilo. V'lechora kasha al atzoso. Here the Be'er Halacha says the problem with the Chai Odom is that we're going to have a difficulty with the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, says the Be'er Halacha, when you washed your hands when you woke up in the morning, you already were mekayim your mitzvah of washing your hands as a bria chadasha when you wake up. So how are you going to wait with your bracha to make the bracha after the second time you relieve yourself before you go to davening? Velomer that bracha zu koyal netila rishona. Since according to the Rashba, you will makayim your mitzvah of netila when you woke up, how is the bracha that you're making now before davening going to cover the netila that you did an hour or two ago? Halo yesh hefzeg gadol. You have a large hefzeg ulechavchil yesh lizar bazem ma'od, and one should be very careful about this, like we're going to see in many achronim in Siman Vav. So that is a difficulty that the Be'er Halacha is presenting lufi the eitz of the Chai Odom. Again, the Chai Odom says that it would be better for a person if he wakes up a while before davening and he goes to the Beis HaKiseh right away and he's going to go to the Beis HaKiseh again before davening, better not to make the Al Netilas Yadayim right when you wake up the first time around. You should rather make the Netilas Yadayim after you come out of the Beis HaKiseh before davening, because again, lefi the Rosh, the Ikar Bracha was nitkan for tefillah, and therefore the last time that you wash your hands before tefillah, that's when you should make Al Netilas Yadayim. The Frek de Be'er Halacha, that's very good according to the Rosh, but we, like we mentioned last time, we try to satisfy the Rosh and the Rashba, and the Rashba who says the reason for the Bracha of Al Netilas lamed is your bria chadasha. So if you washed your hands when you woke up, you were yotze your mitzvah of washing your hands for being a bria chadasha then, and now you're making the bracha before davening, which is 2 hours later. So that would be a long hefsek. So the bria locha answers amnon the ms efshar liyashiv. Really, we can answer this question and make it not shver on the Rashba. There are a kosav of Beis Yosef b'simin vav. The latam haRashba the mishum bria chadasha. The Beis Yosef says later on that according to the Rashba, who says the bracha of Netilas Yadayim is because of bria chadasha, nuchal la'achra ulasadra im shar habrachos. We could delay it and set up the bracha of Netilas Yadayim with the other brachos afdu hefsek gadol, even though it is a great hefsek. Ach im kein yia tzarach levarich achar zet tekev gam shar brachos hashachar. As long as that when you make the Netilas Yadayim later before davening, you say it together with the other Birchas HaShachar. And therefore you see that according to the Beis Yosef, even the Fila Rashba, it would be okay if you make the Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim before davening, even though it's a long time after the first Netilah, if you put it with the other Birchas HaShachar, which are all there because a person is a Bria Chadasha, and he's being recreated for a new day of service of Hashem. However, the Be'er Lacha then points out from the Stimas Lashon HaShari Tshuva in Simen Vav, it's Mashmash She'ein Sover Ka'achai Odom, that he disagrees with the Chai Odom, Ela Tekef Achar Asiyas HaTzrochem Avarach Al Netilas Yadayim V'Asher Yotzer, but rather, immediately after he washes his hands a second time, like we saw, he makes the brachos of Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzer. V'chein V'derach HaChayim L'Nizkar Shum Chiluk Binyan Zeh. Fine. The Esher, the Atam, Mishum Kushasein, it could be the reason why these posts are saying it is because of the question we asked on the Rashba. We're just skipping down a couple of lines. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha says, the seventh to last skinny line, by the period he says, V'af di'esh litchos tehu koi sham l'shitaso, de posok sham ka rosh, de tzorach levarach l'chol tvila. Here the Be'er Halacha says it's better to do like the Chai Odom, because then, like we mentioned, that's certainly the best way to be Yotzei Lefi the Rosh. The Esher Gam La Rashba, and it could be that you're also Yotzei Lefi the Rashba, Lefi Masha Kosa Beis Yosef VeKanal. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha points out that that is the ideal way to do it. In note number 18, he points out, Mikom Makom Ha'usek HaShari Tshuva. When he does like the Shari Tshuva and he makes the Tefillah Sedayim and the Asher Yotzer right away by the first trip to the bathroom, the Mishavu is going to write later on, She'esh Lo Gamkin Amal Lismoch, there is on what to rely. But the Be'er Halacha seems to come out, like the Chai Odom, that the ideal way if a person wakes up early, way before davening, is not to make the Tefillah Sedayim right away, but rather to wait before he relieves himself before tefillah, and then after he comes out of the bathroom, to make a netilah sedayim then. Just one interesting point in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. V'ra'isi la, this is the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Dalad, Sifhei. He writes, V'ra'isi la gedolim shetasu. I've seen gedolim that take on the ladas harosh behechrech lahasmich brachazu latfila dafka. That many poskim are saying that lefi the rosh, you have to put this bracha of netilas yadayim close to tefila. Kevin shenitkeno mishum tefila. Because, like we just mentioned, it was established mishum tefila. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, U'aniyaz daiti muchach meharosh atzmo she'enokain. He says that it's muchach in the rush himself that it's not the case. Shaykosa b'tshuvas klal dalad veviu atur l'kamon sovsim memzayin as follows. Hamashkim lumol kodem alos hashachar. One who gets up early to learn before alos hashachar yivarech al netilas yadayim v'asher yotzer ad kanoshono. Sounds like from the lashon of the rush in the tshuva that when he gets up even before alos hashachar he makes the bracha right away of the netilas yadayim v'asher yotzer. V'harei adayin eno zman tefila. It's not as not a tefillah yet. V'hu yoshev lilmod, and he's going to sit down and learn now. V'im kozem mevarech al netilas yadayim. El avadai says Aruch HaShulchan that takonas habracha ha'isu mishun tefillah. It's true that lefi the rush that the reason for the establishment of the bracha was because of tefillah. Av teknua sheyevarecha miyad b'kuam mitaso. However, the way they established the making of this bracha, which was nitkan for tefillah, is to make the bracha when you wake up. V'chein mura me'arambam u'me'agemara she'teknua be'im birchos ha'shachar v'chein ikir ledina. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to come out l'maisa different than the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha seems to come out that it's better to do like the Chai Odom says, that a person should wait with the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim until he uses the Beis HaKisei right before davening. And the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say no, that even according to the Rosh, certainly lefi the Rashba, one should make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim right away when he wakes up after he washes Negelvasser. So that's an interesting machlokas between the Chafetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah over here. We're up to Sifkaton Hey. This is one the Mechaber said that the mayim that are psulim for netilas yadayim for suuda are ksheirim for netilas yadayim with tefila. And the Ramah said that's going later on in Simen Kuf Samach. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkaton Hey, Dahainu Mayim Sheneshtanu Mareyan. This is referring to water which its appearance has changed. O Nasu Behem Melacha, or work was done with this water. Let's say, for example, one washed the dishes with this water. O Meluchim, or the water is salty. O Sruchim Shein Akelav Yachal Lishos Mehem, or it's like spoiled water that a dog wouldn't even want to drink from it. All these things which are puzzle for Netilas Yadayim for Suda will be kosher and Netilas Yadayim for Tefillah. Why is it okay for Tefillah? Says the Mishavura, Umishum Hachi Ruyim LaTefillah. For the following reason, it is okay to use these waters for Tefillah. The Kan Lo Tzarech Rak Mishum Nekiyas Ba'alma. Because here all we're trying to accomplish is to cleanse our hands before davening, and therefore even the waters which are not good for the really din Netilah you need for Netilas Yadayim by Suda will be okay for Netilas Yadayim LaTefillah. However, we said, the Mechaber said, there are those who say when you are using these words that you should not make a bracha. Zakhtam Mishaburis of Katan Zvav, Rotzalomar, you should have made the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, Rak Al Nekiyas Yadayim. You would make a bracha, but since it's not really a full din netila, you wouldn't make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim, you'd make a bracha of Al Nekiyas Yadayim on the cleansing of the hands. And then the last Mishaburis says of Katan Zayin, the Achronim Bechriyo Diyuchal Avarech, Al Netilas Yadayim, the Achronim come out l'maskana that one can make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim even if he's using these waters that are normally possible for Netilas Yadayim for a Suda. Fa'ayin l'kamon b'sif Zayin uva mishabura sekoton tezayin. So we will stop over here at Amitz Hashem. In the next year, we will pick up in Sif Beis.